radio time. Today from Frank's Drive in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his officer with Gary Pearl, Dick Henderson, and those guests, Les Paul, Joe Frisco, and the Andrews sisters. And here is one of the Crosby brothers.
Which one?
Bing.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
The bright one. I know my own name, don't I? Howsoever, the Charioteers, fresh from the triumphal engagement in Las Vegas, where they broke even, are back in the fold and ready to work. We're blending what we think is a bright opener entitled Uncle Remus Ford. You're going to come in large, aren't you?
Give me your attention, hear what I've got to say, and I'll tell you how the animals got that way. The leopard's fatty, got the gout, from eating too much turtle salad. His mama dreamed of poking back, and that bad leopard got his back.
What's that I'm telling you for? What's that I'm telling you for?
That old Charlton poked back, that bad leopard got his back.
More, 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 more,
the camel crossed the desert sand, with all the mighty caravan, the sandy bed was full of lumps. But by the camel back came home.
What's that I'm telling for?
The sandy bed was full of lumps. But by the camel back came home.
More, 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 more,
more. They lay through the fire and into the cave. The weather fast is very strange. You just say it's pretty light. And that's why they call him the fly fox.
You just say
it's pretty light.
That's why they call him
fly fox. Brother Turtle and Brother Hare. The Hare drops him at all troubled places. And that's why the turtle wins that race.
The Hare drops him at troubled places.
For your information, Cop, I doubt if Uncle Remus could tell how the 1201 got that way. They didn't have radios then.
Well, Uncle Remus wouldn't need to know anything about radios to play the 1201. It's such a strength even a 5-year-old child can play it. Don't you think Uncle Remus would be interested in the easiest way to play records ever invented?
So could he slide a platter of corn, pone in, and play it automatically?
Well, naturally, if the song were to each his tone.
If I had an old platter of Frank Sinatra's handy, I'd drape it over your ears.
You can pick any platter you like, Bing. My point is that if you think to play any kind of platter on the 1201, 10-inch, 12-inch, makes no difference. The 1201 adjusts itself automatically to either size record. Now, do you see why I'd be the same? You can play the 1201 blindfolded.
But could you be blindfolded and still finish this commercial before it's time for the little children to go to bed?
Yes. It takes just a few seconds to the so-called dealer to demonstrate that the 1201 is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin records on. No needles to change, no fussing with lids, controls, or phone arms. Try out the 1201 tomorrow. It's the most original radio invention of the year from Philco, the leader.
The clock flies now before the program has already started introducing our guest, the first of whom is Les Paul. What Les does to a guitar is, I imagine, exactly what a guitar likes to have done to it. Some time ago, Les and his group collaborated with me on a record, and we would like to do it now in person, so to speak. Shall we not have got to get me somebody to love, Les? Could make the thing fast, wouldn't it?
I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find a new kind and nothing for me. One who rides by my side. And in glory, I got my heart, got a silver saddle, but there's one thing I keep thinking of. Nights are long, so long on the prairie. What does it mean? And what does it mean? We have a moonshine so bright up above. I got to get me somebody to love. Please,
I'll consider it fine.
That's only 2 blocks from here.
Yeah, but there's a stoplight at 7 and that runs into money, you know.
Ah, Joe, here now.
And besides that, I take the car back at the race track.
Well, you're hosting the track a little early. Don't tell me your horses came in already.
My horses all came in, but I couldn't wait for years.
I think you've forgotten, Joe, that I sold my horses. Anyhow, you doing all right at 7 and 8? How are you making out?
Well, Saturday I lose 200. The kings are about to ride my hand, but this afternoon I had a big day. I lose $400.
Oh, that way, you got to give up betting on horses.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, it's my bread and butter. It's my living.
Anyway, Joe, tell me, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think I'll lend you that $20.
Okay. It's your funeral.
All right, let's go on. There's 10, there's 5 over there, 15, 16, 17, 18. And I'm only got 19 bucks, Joe. I'll have to owe you a dollar.
That's okay. I thought you weren't leaving town, are you? You're alive.
By the way, Joe, somebody told me you used to do a vaudeville act with four chickens.
Yeah, I did an act with four chickens.
Good act?
Oh, they laid them in the aisle.
I think
I sold three of the hens.
You did?
I just got the one hen.
And what kind of stuff did you
do? Well, some crazy. She used to stop the show every night.
What? How did she do it?
She jumped up a table on one leg.
Oh,
on the floor. Yeah, then back under the table with the one leg. And did a back somersault with the one leg. And a front somersault with the one leg.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like him doing all those tricks with one leg.
Yeah, but on things that you give them both, something happened.
What time did you wait to ask?
No, I ate the leg the chicken didn't use. So long, Bing.
Back up for a long while. Well, what's the matter? What happened?
Richard wouldn't open the door.
I'm glad Richard. Like Richard's hold up for the winter, doesn't it? Now to get on with things musical, we call upon a young man who plays the piano, using only the fingers of his two hands. He steps to the ballroom now, takes his mittens off. While they dangle from the string around his neck, he removes the handkerchief, which is pinned to his gray purple blouse, wipes his brow and takes his seat. He's not to skip anything about to play the very thought of you. That was as bright and shiny as the copper tips on the toes of the shoes. Now to get to some other old friends and talented crew, Hilker rolls out the press carpet for the Andrew sisters, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne.
Oh, dear.
you're looking now.
Oh, pardon me, I didn't mean to stare.
Oh, no, Laverne means that you look so healthy and rugged.
Well, I've been out in the open air. I was bear hunting this weekend.
Any luck?
Got away from four bears. Did pretty good in the fowl department, though, until I had a little trouble with my bird dog.
What was the trouble?
I caught him taking a bribe from a pheasant.
Jane, that sounds incredible.
Well, if you don't believe me, that's Cubby Jan who was calling my powder horn.
Who is Cubby Jan?
It's the biggest liar in Hollywood.
That's so nice.
Well, I believe he could make a great sound. Yes, he is. Anyhow, girls, suppose we all go into a huddle and come up with a tune for our small but select radio audience.
Well, shall we do a new one or one we've done together before?
I'm just trying to get into the swing with an oldie. First, how about South America Take It Away?
Well, that isn't such an old tune.
I know, but it led a very fast life.
Mm.
South America, John.
We're in the land of the hot dog stand. We are Bombana and the good humor man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band.
South America, bubbly, bubbly, right there, bubbly. One thing you can do, right there, you can do. Beautiful.
Take back your standard. I'm your rumba, I'm your tango.
I like wine.
I can't keep moving, I'm not that wine any longer.
I like
wine. I may be Latin wine, but it's wine of the stronger. I like wine, but all the patience is breaking me. It's making me, it's breaking me, it's breaking me. Take a back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange success in the back of my back. A really whack. I got my bumps now. I'm going on a ice cream summer. Oh,
Incidentally, I think I ought to tell our audience that we're out here in Hollywood working in The Road to Rio, a very clever picture which is being produced by Bob Hope.
Well, Bob is a pretty tough producer, so we all three finally got in the picture.
Well, certainly, it's got to be the cool end of this picture.
No, that isn't the way Bob figured it first. He just wanted one of us, but singing very loud. But you're in the picture, Dan.
Well, I am now, but I'm just the second choice as far as Hope is concerned. You know, he tried to get one of my kids.
Oh, he's trying.
Flinger, the one that hasn't learned to count money yet.
Oh, the dude.
It's a lot of it. It's back and forth. They couldn't get together.
Dan, what's the rule?
is a big musical. It costs Bob a lot of money to produce it.
But only.
Yeah.
You know the part in the picture where Hope and I get lost in the jungle? Well, the jungle is out. He's shooting that scene in Colonna's mustache. He's even saving all the little pieces of film that are being cut out of the picture.
Well, what's he going to do with all those scraps of celluloid?
He's going to have them smoked and sell them on street corners during the next trip. Anyhow, girls, Bob has given us permission to show a preview of one of our numbers in Road to Rio. Song called You Don't Have to Know the Language. This tune should ultimately be a mild smash, and I think it is right as John, the poet Bert, and James Highflyer Van Heusen have included much valuable advice to travelers for literature. What is a musical debit to this show? So they not a girl?
Okay, then, let's go.
Oh, Mr. Crosby, he's a father, no, the truth is all the show to go along with you, and all the corner, on the window, on the window, nothing about.
Oh, now, Miss Andy, that's to do the liberation of your problem. All you do is lean and wobble and whistle, and your language always means a miss. That's it.
And this?
The Pontina.
Hey, amigo, now we know.
Now they know.
So
you can't understand what they're saying, or you can't read a sign that you see,
but you don't have to know the language.
It's a moon and you saw a girl in your arms, I'm looking at all. You stop at the place of Cabana, the sugar loaf mountain and dew.
All the birds on the menu mean nothing. You can't ask the soul what to do, but you don't have to know the language.
With the moon and the star and the girl in your arms, I'm looking around. Don't you smile your way? What more would you want anyone to say? Well, you find your star.
You don't have to look enough young to say why.
So you can't understand what you're saying. You need an interpreter still,
but you don't have to know the language.
With the moon in the sky
and the girl in your eyes
and the look in your eyes,
oh, no, you don't have to know the language. If you don't want to say goodbye, with the moon in the sky
and the girl in your eyes.
It's the look in your eyes.
You don't have to know, you don't have to know. The language isn't necessary, because the meaning doesn't vary if you've got the time to say. The language isn't necessary. When she smiles, you're away.
You bring back a bit of breath. Just now you can't understand what you're saying. You need an interpreter still, but you don't even have to know the language.
It's the moon in the sky and the girl in your arms and the look in your eyes.
No, you don't have to know the language. If you don't want to say goodbye.
Thank
Thank you very much. I only hope we do it as well on the toughest road to Rio tomorrow. If we don't, hope we stand it all in the corner and make you say I have a bad, bad boy job.
Okay, any time you take the road to Rio, take along that sensational new Focal Portable. It's good company on the road anywhere, and you don't have to know the language to enjoy the world of radio entertainment it brings you wherever you go. Mighty handy for travel, too. It uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. The same kind of circuit Foco used for field communications equipment. So, it's smaller and more compact. And what a powerhouse for reception. Get your stations that are hard to tune in, even on big sets. Plays on trains, plays on planes. Requires no special aerial of any kind. And when you hear that rich tone, you'll forget all your previous ideas about portable radio performance once you listen to this new streamlined Foco. And you're getting two radios in one. A home radio you can plug into the house current, plus a lightweight portable that plays on its own long-life battery. It's brand new all the way through. And it's a Foco, famous for quality the world over.
Chip Thomason joins me now, and so would I. Why do the stars adore you? Although they're lonesome for you, they give you the sky. By the way, so would I. Think how the raindrops miss you. They hurry down to kiss you and hope for a sigh. By the way, so would I. I saw a rose try to imitate your smile, and you could have heard my heart for a compromise. The wise old owl is tuning, he overheard you dreaming. But he won't try, win or lose, be or die. And by the way, so would I. For tonight, but before leaving, I'd like to say that the fabulous Dorsey, the musical picture concerning the lives of Terrible Tom and Jumping Jim Dorsey, is having its world premiere in Philadelphia this week. Al Jolson will be our guest next week, and we should barber a few ballads, old and new, for your approval. Anyhow, I want to thank the Andy sisters and Les Paul for appearing with me this evening. And Joe Fisker. Joe, thank you for dropping in, too.
You needed me.
As always. Good night.
The program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrna McKenzie. Tune in to Foco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, Don Scott Stallion, his orchestra, the Cherry Tears, Dick Henderson, Teddy Lee, and Bing's guest, the one and only Al Jolson. And remember, only Foco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Foco, the leader.